Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. When I find one of these factoids of something that's apparently happening that I just cannot believe, it's so astounding that it's going on, I can't get enough of it. So Dan was good enough to get a great guest to talk about it, who's directly affected by it, the mayor of Gloucester City, New Jersey. Headline, New Jersey residents to discuss boom parties emanating from Philadelphia. So we went back and we pulled this resolution. And I have to commend whoever's doing the research on this in Gloucester City, the number of whereases here, and the analogies they make to what's happening when the weather gets warmer, particularly on the weekends. Their towns are being hit with motor vehicles retrofitted with giant car stereos designed to pump out a whopping 175 decibels. That's up to a 48,000-watt system. We're 50,000 watts, and we're one of the biggest in the world. That would be approximately eight times louder than a 747 jet. All right, let's go to Mayor Daniel Spencer, the mayor of Gloucester City, New Jersey. Mr. Mayor, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, Gloucester City over the years is a place I've been to. We've done events. Before we talk about this whole issue, Mayor, what's going on in Gloucester City right now? Is it COVID that occupies most of your time or something else?
COVID has certainly changed the dynamics of the position of being the mayor for Gloucester City's about 2.3 square miles with about 12,000 residents. We're up to about 938 positive COVID cases at this point in time, which percentage-wise per capita is pretty high for a small community such as ours. We've had approximately 17 deaths in our community due to COVID. So
wow.
That's sort of changed the dynamics of government and what we're able to do. As you know, being closed down for about a year has stalled a lot of things. We had a lot of good economic development projects on the table, on the front burner, that had to be put on the back burner. We had a tremendous loss of revenues. Our budget's about $22 million in our community. We lost about $1 million in revenue between our municipal courts and our building and inspections office. So we're looking at a gaping hole in our budget for 2021. We have about 155 acres on the waterfront at the southern end of Gloucester City, which is all Browns Fields, contaminated
yeah.
property from the old smokestack industries back in the 50s and 60s. We're trying to get that cleaned up. We do have a small marina on the Delaware River. We have the old Coast Guard base, which we're trying to develop right now. We're working with a developer on that. And our biggest employer here is Holt Logistics, Holt Cargo Systems, which, you know, Holt occupies both sides of the river, but their corporate headquarters is here in Gloucester City, and they occupy most of our waterfront. They're our largest taxpayer, and they employ the most employees over here.
That's a nice thumbnail. So Gloucester City having to deal with this nonsense, and as I just said, Mr. Mayor, whoever your researchers, your people on council or whatever, this is as polite, what you offered up, your resolution, and the number of whereas is, And the point that you make of how damaging this wall of noise is, and this goes back a little bit, and we're anticipating again, Dan and I have been looking at this, as the weather gets warmer. So are you okay with Philadelphia's response on this? Because as someone who lives in Philadelphia all my life, I'm not. I'm shocked that this sound is emanating over 100 square miles of South Jersey.
I have to say, you know, I don't like to throw anybody under the bus, being a mayor myself, but I'm not happy with the response of the leadership of Philadelphia, especially Mayor Kenney's office. In response to this resolution that you have a copy of, which we sent back in July of 2019, I got no response from the mayor's office. I'm a mummer.
All right, that's it. It's over for you, buddy.
That,
yes.
I had to get that out there, Dom. But, yeah. You know, Mayor Kenney was a mummer. I was a mummer. I know, Jim. You think a courtesy response or a courtesy call.
Well, let me interject and say, particularly when you didn't dash this off, this isn't a couple of, you know, sentences. This is very detailed, very researched, and makes the point about something that everybody knows now how stressful, and particularly that's why I asked you about COVID, particularly during this period of time, the home is the sanctuary, and to be hit with this is just remarkable.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you personally, I'm 7 blocks from the river on North Brown Street. It knocks me out of my second floor bed, and the sound goes right through your body. And you know, when it's coming from South Philadelphia area, I know Dan said, you know, he's up in the Port Richmond area, they're getting it. But when it comes from South Philadelphia, I'm not a sound expert. I don't know what happens to sound when it goes across water.
Right.
But something must happen to it to magnify that sound because it, like I said, I'm 7 blocks from the Delaware River. It wants to knock me out of my bed. And not only that, Gloucester City, we have a railroad that goes through here, which we're listening to the train whistles all night long and all day long. We're right in the flight path of the Philadelphia International Airport.
That's right.
And then it gets acerbated with these boom boxes in the summer. Now, I have to say, lately, knock wood, it seems to have went north because we had, when we had the problem initially, my chief of police reached out to the 3rd District, and they talked to the manager of Jetro because they were congregating in the Jetro lot. And he was very accommodating and sympathetic to our problem. And he did something to barricade their lot so that the boom cars couldn't get in there. So we haven't had the problem as much recently. I understand my friends in Cinnaminson and Delran and Palmyra and those towns up north are experiencing the problem way more than we are at this time.
Now, Mr. Mayor, though, you're so even-keeled in all this, and I trust what you said. You're not going to come in there and make that up, that it knocks you out of your bed. It's shocking to me that it could go that far and do that. All these towns, though, did you guys not consider you're going to have to take more action together? This rises to the level of the governor or Lou Capelli Jr., the head of the Camden County.
Yes.
And they have to say toward Philadelphia, if you're not even going to respond or pay attention to this, there's going to be some repercussion for you. We just can't have this.
Well, I guess you didn't get a copy of our second letter on August 26th of 2020.
Okay.
I'll make sure you get a copy of that. That was sent by 4 mayors.
All right.
Myself, Mayor Sauter of Belmar, Mayor Brunella of Brooklawn, and Mayor Sims of Westville. And we copied Governor Wolf, Governor Murphy, Congressman Norcross, Congressman Evans, Councilman Squilla, Senate President Sweeney. You name the politician, the elected official, we sent it this letter to them. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. I have to give credit. The only person that has shown, two people who have shown an interest and has been sympathetic to our causes is Captain John Walker from the 15th Police District and Captain Brian Hartzell from the 3rd Police District. They've been over here. They met with us a couple times. And these two captains deserve credit from the Philadelphia Police Department because they have been helping us. But you're right, Dom. We need intervention. You know, I say we're just little local mayors from little local small towns over here on the other side of the river. We need some bigger guns to help us. The governor's offices on both sides of the river are state legislators. We need some bigger elected officials that have more juice than a little local mayor does.
Well, we're going to, Kenny and Wolf, we're not exactly on any terms whatsoever. When Kenny and I were at an event, a funeral, and a eulogy, got up in front of people and moved to the other side of the room. So I can't help you there. But you're right. We have to turn up the heat on some of these other people who might be more rational to say, this is the bad neighbor policy. Now, Mayor Daniel Spencer with us from Gloucester City. Mayor Daniel, they say that, well, they issue citations. Well, these people are going to rip those up. You know, I don't care about citations in the Phillies a lot. Some of them are apparently coming from New York. And when this first broke, we had several people with some expertise and Dan telling me, oh, yeah, this is possible. And a source I can't say told me where that person is. It's certainly there. Some people didn't understand where it was coming from. They thought it was a bar nearby in Louth. Now, hopefully, the Delaware Valley knows. And it's just shocking that we can't deal with something like this. And if you can't deal with something like this, then is it any wonder we have more major problems in Philadelphia when the police don't have the will and the laws or the interest through public officials to put a stop to this? So I'm glad you're meeting with the others, but I think Governor Murphy is the one that's, and you would think he would do it politically. There's a lot of good politics here for him to say, yo, you can't have this.
Right. Yes. It's also, you know, a professionalism and courtesy that if it was happening on our side of the river where the boom boxes were congregating over here, I know that as local mayors over here and our police chiefs, we would be doing what we could to root them out to help our friends across the river.
Yeah, that's the policy. That's what we want. So, well, Mr. Mayor, please keep us in the loop and let us know what develop. And I would like to see that other letter. I'm going to be writing about this for a few publications in addition to this. And we will try to, one way or another, keep this going. And if it happens in those other towns, you're talking to them. Please, we'd like to know what other ideas they have that we can support and get behind.
Yeah, there's a good gentleman, Greg. I don't know how you say his
Butcheroni.
Last name, but
yes. Butcheroni,
who's organizing some things, and I'm going to be on his meeting next week to do what I can to help Greg, to assist Greg, because, you know, we need citizen involvement, too, citizen input. We need to rise up, you know, and we need our citizens involved in this.
Mr. Mayor, thank you, and it's a great town, Gloucester City. We've done stuff over the years. I remember that horrific fire, right, as an event. We did something with the station way back when.
Yes.
That's one of the most horrible things, but it is a very strong, proud, hardworking community, without a doubt. And if they elect you mayor, I can see why. So please keep us in the loop.
Thank you very much, Dom and Dan. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.